Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, where we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Now, Christianity today in the world has virtually nothing to do with what is in the Bible, except a few verses here and a few verses there. And very few really understand that the way of God is based upon, let's come here to Matthew 22. Let's see what Jesus himself said, because that's the way we're going to understand original Christianity for today, and that's the way we're going to be able to find out what we need to do. And let's understand something very important concerning what God requires of us. God requires all of us. Heart, mind, body, soul. He does not want part-time Christians, because part-time Christians are not going to attain to the kingdom of God. God does not want those who reject the word of God. When Jesus himself said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." And what do we have with the Bible? And by the way, if you don't have the Holy Bible in its original order, that faithfully follows the Hebrew in the Old Testament and Greek in the New Testament, not a New Age version, not a Queen James version of the Bible for homosexuals, but the truth of God. Not fiddled with by those who hate law and those who do not understand about Judaism. Now, it's an eye-opener for most people, and they don't understand it, because they are told and they believe that everything in the Old Testament is Judaism, and the Jews are very happy to have you believe that. But that is not so. Judaism is not a revelation of Moses, but it is a religion of men that have traditions that substitute for the commandments of God, while they say that they keep the commandments of God. They had their own works of justification, which they thought would put them in right standing with God. And if you do not understand that the conflict in the New Testament was between original Christianity and Judaism, then you don't know a thing about the New Testament. You cannot understand the difficult scriptures of the Apostle Paul. All right? So let's go to the foundation of what is God's way. And now let me just mention this, which we will have some more segments in the future dealing specifically with it, which is this. If you walk in the way of the Lord and keep the commandments of God, whose righteousness is it? Yours or God's? It is God's righteousness. Therefore, if you keep the commandments of God, you are not trying to earn your salvation, because no one can earn it under any circumstances. But you are showing your love for God. Now, we're going to see that in this segment. Because, you see, I've given many, many segments on the sins of the world and the deception of Satan the devil. But now you need to also understand, how do I come out of it? How do I live my life? And what is my relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ? Because Jesus came to reveal the Father. And so that you, regardless of who you are, you, regardless of whether you're a man or a woman, you, regardless if you're a Jew or what the Bible says, a Gentile, you can have a direct relationship with God the Father in heaven above and Jesus Christ, who is our Savior, who is at his right hand. But you can only do it God's way. It cannot be done with the thoughts that we have because of the nature that we have, which is sin. Now here's the greatest way to control the sin within. Let's read it. Verse 35, Matthew 22, and one of them, a doctor of the law, questioned him. Now, a doctor of the law is supposed to know all about the law of God. But also, they had all of their traditions, which they said were equal or greater than the commandments of God. Think about it. Is that not what they say with Catholicism? That the word of the Pope is sanctioned by God, especially if he sits in this little chair and speaks ex cathedra. You need to think about that. Questioned him, tempting him and saying, Master, which commandment is the great commandment in the law? So Jesus answered him and told him. Now I want you to think about this. Keep this in mind in relation to where we started. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God shall man live. Do you? That's what we should be doing, and it should be based on this. Verse 37, Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. So there is emotion involved. With all your soul, which means your physical being. With all your mind. Now, does that not sound like a full-time operation indeed? Does this not say how we can have that relationship with God? Can we say, oh God, I love you. Yes, I'll come to church every Sunday. And twice a year, I'll come on Christmas and Easter. Oh, yes, I love you. But the remainder of the time is mine. Is that with all your heart and all your mind, all your soul, all your being? As it says in another place, with all your strength? Is this not a full-time operation for you? Now notice, he says, this is the first and greatest commandment, and the second one is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And everyone says, love your neighbor as yourself. While they rob them, they steal from them, they lie to them. We have governments which oppress people. They don't love them as themselves. We have governments that tax them to death. We have religions who mislead the people. All in the name of good. All for the greater benefit. Oh, yes, indeed. Even the most evil, claim they're doing it for good. Oh, yes. We wouldn't dare do anything that was wrong, really. Well, the truth is, they're not following this first and greatest commandment and the second one of loving your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said that as you would have men do to you, you do to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Now notice what Jesus said, verse 40. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Question. Can you love God without keeping his commandments? Well, what if you keep eight of them? Well, are you loving God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your being? And the two commandments for the eight, then, that they leave out is don't make any idols and don't bow down to them. And then the other one is remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. Yes, God, we'll do everything you say, but those. Is that acceptable to God? Well, God, we have good reason for it. We misinterpret your word so we can make it mean what we want it to say. Because we're good people and we know more than you. Is that right? Let's come back here to the first epistle of John and let's see what John also wrote concerning this. You want to know God? You want to know his truth? You want to know his love? You want to receive his protection? You want to receive his blessing? Do you want to have the understanding of his word? Well, you see, you don't understand unless you keep the commandments of God. And if you're walking in the way of God, which are his commandments, then that's his work that you're doing, not your work. Do you understand that? Now let's see what John wrote. Now let's also understand something important concerning the Apostle John. He was the apostle whom Jesus loved, not that he didn't love the others. And he was the last living apostle to write and to canonize the New Testament. God didn't leave it to lying early church fathers of the Catholic Church, hundreds of years after the close of the apostolic age. So here's what John wrote. He says in 1 John 2 and verse 21, I did not write you because you do not know the truth. And what is the truth? God's word is the truth. Will he accept anything less than the truth? No, he won't. Regardless of how good you feel about it, regardless of how well it is explained, if it's contrary to the word of God, it's not truth. Now continuing. But because you know it and you understand that not one lie comes from the truth. Well, that's quite a statement, isn't it? Think about this for a minute. How can the Bible be made to tell lies? Because it can. By rejecting parts of the Bible. By rejecting part of the teachings of Jesus, by leaving out this commandment, by leaving out that commandment, by leaving out this verse. And remember, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, and that everything that God has done is based upon loving God with all your heart and mind and soul and being. So let's come here to verse 3, 1 John, the second chapter. By this standard, now the Greek there is in tuto, which means literal translation, by this. And it shows the standard. By this standard, we know that we know him. Do you know that you know God? Do you know that you know Jesus Christ? Do you know without any equivocation at all? Now, that's not saying that you're perfect in the flesh. No, because we're to confess our sins. We'll see that in just a bit. Because our nature is prone to sin. This is why in the daily prayer, Jesus, who was God manifested in the flesh, said that we are to acknowledge our Father in heaven above, that his name is holy, that we want his will to be done in our lives as it is done in heaven, and to forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Isn't that what Jesus said? Yes, indeed. All right. By this standard, we know that we know him. Notice, here's the biggest little word in the Bible. If you have a computer and you have a Bible that you can do word search on, put in the word if and print out everywhere in the Bible where it says if. And you will see that none of the conditions are upon God, because God is perfect. All the conditions are on men to come to God. If we keep his commandments. Now think on that one. Now come back here to John 14, the Gospel of John, in verse 15. Jesus said, if, there's that word again, if you love me, you profess love for Jesus Christ, keep the commandments. Now remember when he said this, he was God manifested in the flesh, which includes everything in the Old Testament as amplified spiritually by the New Testament. If you love me, keep the commandments, namely my commandments. And you know, there are some people who say that you don't have to follow the teachings of Jesus in the New Testament because that was only for the Jews. So we take some of the scriptures of the Apostle Paul and we follow those and we scrupulously leave out anything that has to do with commandment keeping because you can't earn your salvation. Listen, no one can earn salvation, but no one is going to receive it living in sin. You understand that? Because, see, you need to go by God's way. Come back here to 1 John 2 and verse 3. By this standard, we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Now, notice what follows next, because here is a fantastic test, not only for yourself, but anyone who professes to teach Jesus Christ. The one who says, I know him, and isn't that what you hear every Sunday? Oh, brother, do you know the Lord? Or sister, do you know the Lord? All right, test. Anyone who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments is well-intended. No. Is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Think about that. Now, who's the father of lies? None other than Satan the devil. So if you believe you don't have to keep the commandments of God, number one, you don't know God. Number two, you're following Satan the devil in a clever counterfeit that sounds so good. But it is a lie. Let's read that again. The one who says, that means anyone, young or old, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. How are true Christians sanctified? One, by the love of God. Two, by the Spirit of God. Three, by the truth of God. And his commandments are true. His law is true. His statutes are true. Every precept of God is true from the beginning. But most people think the law is harsh. When you sin, it is. Yes. But if you love God and keep his commandments, it is great, it is glorious, and that is his way. Why do people insist on rejecting God's way, rejecting the truth? There it is, plain as can be. Is this hard to understand? Oh, no. They go to difficult scriptures like in the book of Galatians or Romans or Hebrews, and they try and understand the difficult before they understand the simple. Do you start going to school by beginning a course to get a doctorate degree, or do you start in kindergarten with the ABCs? Well, the ABCs, what you learn in kindergarten and all through your life, is what you still use today in the language. Is that not correct? Yes, indeed. All right, it's here. Now notice verse 5. On the other hand, if anyone is keeping his word, now notice that it is expanded beyond the commandments of God, but the word of God. Love, faith, obedience, all of the things, loving your neighbor, loving the brethren, doing the things that are right, standing for the truth. All of those. Truly, which means in truth, in this one, whoever you are, man or woman, the love of God is being perfected. You want the love of God perfected in you? Isn't that what you want? You want to be a good person? You want to be a righteous person? Starts out with repentance and humility and baptism, and you grow in grace and knowledge. And then you have the love of God perfected in you. And what does it say? By this means we know that we are in Him. Are you in Christ Jesus? Are you in God the Father? Now notice, verse 6. Anyone who claims to dwell in Him is obligating himself also to walk, even as he himself walked. Now, think on that. Did Jesus violate any of the commandments of God? No. Because if he had done that, he would have sinned. Because sin is the transgression of the law, and sin is lawlessness. And lawlessness is changing the law of God to suit yourself, modifying the law of God so that you can live the way you desire instead of the way that God desires. And lawlessness is living in sin. And lawlessness is practicing sin as a way of life. So you think about it. If you live according to the flesh, if you lie, if you cheat, if you steal, if you commit adultery, oh, I don't do any of those things. But then do you love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your being? Do you love your neighbor as yourself? Are you striving to overcome the sin within by the Spirit of God as He leads you to do so? Well, that's why we keep the commandments of God. Let's look at the end of the story. Sometimes it's good to look at the end result of it. And so if you think that you are going to have salvation and you can do it without keeping the commandments of God, it isn't going to happen, because what will happen to you is the same thing that happened to Adam and Eve. And what was that? They were denied access to the tree of life. Now let's come to Revelation 22. Now, there are those translators who do not like this. They do not like this. So they change it. Because a transcript was perverted in Egypt long ago, which says, instead of that they keep the commandments of God, they wash their robes in His blood. Huh. Remember, anything that comes out of Egypt is very suspect. Jesus said, blessed, blessed. You want the blessings of God? Blessed are those who keep His commandments, that they may have the right to eat of the tree of life and may enter by the gates into the city. Eternal life, living in New Jerusalem. So you see what God is offering. You think about that. That's why the commandments of God are necessary, and that is the way of God. So if we do these things coupled with repentance, then we will begin to understand God. We will begin to know God. And then it is a lifetime of growing and overcoming and being transformed from a carnal, selfish murderous individual, hateful individual, loveless individual to one who loves God and keeps his commandments and develops the mind of Christ. Then at the resurrection, we receive eternal life for all eternity if we keep the commandments of God. So remember to write for our book, Lord, What Should I Do? Judaism, A Revelation of Moses or a Religion of Men. We have many, many things you can download from our home page there on Church at Home. And so you can learn about God. You can understand about God, the truth of God. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, thank you for inviting me into your home. And so until next time, so long, everyone.